This morning our scripture comes from John's Gospel, the 20th chapter, beginning in verses 19 through 31. Last Sunday morning in the cemetery we read the 20th chapter, 1 through 18, where Mary made her way to the tomb and all the things that took place there. Today, once again, we are seeing where Mary, the Lord appears not only to Mary Magdalene, but to His disciples and to Thomas. It says, when it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and He stood among them and He said, "Peace be with you." And after He had said this, He showed them His hands and His side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when He had said this, He breathed on them, and He said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told Him, "We have seen the Lord." Oh, but He said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in His hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails with my hand in His side, I will not believe." A week later, His disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. And although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them, and He said, "Peace be with you." Then He said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." And Thomas answered Him, and he said, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen, and yet they believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of His disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in His name. The Word of God this day for us, His children. Thanks be to God.